Do objective moral values exist? Like the commenter on my blog post, most people assume there are things we all know are right or wrong. When a child is kidnapped, or an innocent person is killed by gang violence, no one asks a friend, "Hey, what's your opinion on what happened? Do you think that was a good thing or a bad thing?" We don't ask because we assume others would make the same value judgment. These things are wrong. If there are things that are indeed right or wrong, regardless of anyone's opinion, then objective moral values exist. They are as much facts about reality as statements like, "Humans breathe air." But is it possible that despite what may seem self-evident, there is no objective morality? That actions such as kidnapping are actually neither right nor wrong, as much as it may make us cringe to admit it? That's exactly what some people claim, that seemingly objective moral truths are simply an illusion. They believe we're just so accustomed to our societal norms that we incorrectly assume objective moral values must exist. Skeptics commonly point to two things to make the case that morality is subjective, relative to individual opinion, rather than objective. First, they say that cultures differ in what they consider moral. For example, some cultures have practiced senicide, the authorized killing of elderly community members. In other cultures, this would be considered immoral. Doesn't that suggest that objective moral values, like murder is bad, must not exist? Not at all. Oftentimes, apparent moral differences between cultures reflect a difference in their evaluation of circumstances, not a difference in underlying values. Every culture agrees, for instance, that the intentional, unjustified killing, murder, of other humans is wrong. Cultures sometimes differ, however, on what justifies killing someone. In the case of senicide, cultures may justify killing their sick elderly as a loving act of mercy, something very different to them than murder. Many supposed moral differences between cultures are not actually differences in underlying moral values at all. For the sake of argument, however, let's say we could find a culture that truly believes killing people at any time is acceptable. Would that prove objective moral values don't exist? Again, not at all. Some people may insist that 2 plus 2 equals 5, but that doesn't mean there isn't an objectively right answer. Even if examples of true moral disagreement could be found, that doesn't outweigh the fact that a core set of moral values runs throughout almost all cultures, evidence that strongly suggests objective moral values do exist. The second way skeptics make a case against the existence of objective moral values is by attempting to demonstrate that our sense of right and wrong is just a byproduct of evolution. This claim is one our kids are especially likely to encounter because they'll hear it in biology classes. I experienced this recently when I taught an apologetics class at a nearby church. After the first meeting, in which we discussed objective morality, a teenage girl approached me to talk about her biology class. She said she had learned that evolution drives animals to cooperate.